Hi, I'm Penny Mulvey. Welcome to Women of Hope. Are you an avid reader of the New Ideas and Women's Weeklies? Do you love to hear news and gossip about celebrity sports people, actors and television personalities? No doubt you have your favourite film star. I have several, including Harrison Ford, Sean Connery and Brad Pitt. Note the male names. We all know about Brad and Jennifer, Tom and Penelope, Nicole's newfound confidence. We watched with relish as Shane Warne once again hit the self-destruct button. I'm both perplexed and fascinated by our obsession with fame. To try and unpack it a little, Women of Hope has invited two celebrities to talk about their brush with fame. Australia's leading lady of musical theatre, Marina Pryor, is well known both on stage and television. She's played the lead roles in such shows as Pirates of Penzance, Camelot, Cats, HMAS Pinafore, Les Miserables, The Phantom of the Opera, West Side Story and Showboat. Marina, currently starring in an ensemble production in Sydney, joins us shortly. Also one of the early stars of the DIY genre on television, interior designer Deborah de Jong from the television program Changing Rooms has dropped by. Hello, Deb.
How are you?
Very well, and thank you for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
Deb, I'm fascinated with some of the challenges of working in the celebrity industry, because television now is very much a celebrity industry. And how you retain your sense of reality, your sense of anchoredness, working in that world.
It's quite a bizarre feeling, to be honest. There's nothing worse than having a bad hair day, hitting the grocery shops with the flatties on and an old pair of jeans and someone saying, "Aren't you that girl who looks glamorous from time to time on television?" You know, and you're thinking, "No, I'm just a girl doing life who happens to be involved in television." So there's those sort of challenges which are aesthetically unfortunate, but then there's the flip side of having the influence, which I really enjoy. The sense of people want to hear what you have to say, and I like that, because I do have a lot to say. That sounds quite funny, doesn't it? But I do believe that, being a Christian, I have answers to offer to people. I have a sense of hope. I've done life like everybody else. I've had depression. I've had IVF. I'm nearly 40. I've been married 18 years. The whole journey. And I think that if you do life without learning lessons along the way, it's been a waste of life. But if you do life learning lessons and are able to share that with other people, then the sense of influence is a good thing.
Not wanting to belittle your statement, but a part of me finds it quite bizarre, the world we live in, that we think that sports people or TV do-it-yourself programs, reality programs, their opinion is worth more than someone else's. It's a strange world we live in.
Oh, absolutely. And really, it's quite funny in that the world that I surround myself in now, because there is this semi-celebrity status, however bizarre that sounds, is one of seeing and being and mixing around semi-celebrity type people. You know, it's nothing for me to be working alongside other Channel 9 personalities or people in the radio or artists or actors or stage personalities, and they are just people doing life. That's all. They just happen to be in a different arena than perhaps the person next door who's doing real estate. And yes, I totally agree that the opinion of these people is held a little bit higher.
Joining us is Marina Pryor. Marina, what do you think about our obsession with celebrities?
Our society now worships at the altar of fame. That's what they do. It just seems to me that they perceive these, you know, television stars and movie stars to have perfect lives, and somehow people kind of covet those lives. You know, they think, if I kind of read as much as I can, absorb as much as I can about them, perhaps I'll be more like them. I don't know. It's a very out of kilter system. Human beings we're not made to be worshipped, and so often people that are always seem to fall off the pedestal. I mean, they always seem to have drug problems, relationship problems. You know, it's rife in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry, and I just think it's not comfortable for the person actually being worshipped either.
It's a double-edged sword, really, in that I think people who are involved with media love the attention. You know, they love that sense of recognition. They love the influence. They wouldn't be doing what they were doing unless they did. Like public speakers or TV personalities or presenters or even radio, for that matter. You love what you're doing because there is that sense of I'm doing something just a little bit different. But then the other side of the sword is you do get dissected. You get pulled to pieces. I broke my ankle last year. It's not very funny at all, but I broke my ankle last year trout fishing, and it was splashed across the newspapers, and I'm thinking, this is Deb de Jong, housewife from Glenhaven, who's just broken her ankle, and it's in the media. How bizarre is that? I find that the funniest thing, like, lots of other people break their ankle. Why is it interesting that I've broken mine? I'm just a girl doing life like everybody else. So it is very much a double-edged sword.
A girl doing life. I love that phrase. This song encourages us to do life, but to anchor it in meaning and truth. You are Lord of the... You're listening to Women of Hope, and I'm delighted to be chatting with the well-known Marina Pryor and Deb de Jong of the television program Changing Rooms. Marina, is it difficult being a card-carrying Christian in the entertainment industry?
You know, a lot of the time, much as I love our industry, the entertainment industry is full of very wonderful, crazy, vulnerable, open-hearted people, and the majority of them are lost. And I really feel that I am meant to be where I have been placed, and that is witnessing to the people that I work with. And I find that, because I'm very open about my Christianity, I find that the strongest thing that I can do to be a witness is actually just walk my talk. And I just make sure that I am who I am and don't compromise that. And people always ask me questions, always. If people come to me, it's been extraordinary. I don't have to go to anyone. Like, I mean, people just say, what do you think about that? You go to church, don't you? What do you think about this whole issue? It's been quite amazing. I think when people are lost and they can see that whatever you're doing, it's working for you, they will often, you know, they often say, what is it about you? Why are you so happy? Why haven't you got all these hang-ups? What's going on? It opens the door for me to be able to tell them why. And people have been just so receptive. And I think because a lot of people in the entertainment industry are really searching spiritually, and they're into crystals and, you know, they're into New Age stuff. And all that is just somebody looking and looking in the wrong areas. They tend to be really open to Christianity, which is wonderful.
So when they say, why are you so happy, what do you say?
I say, because I have a relationship with the living God, and it gives me great, great joy. It fills me up as a person, and I used to be empty, and I used to try to stuff that empty spot with career and achievement, and other people try to stuff it with relationships, fill up that God-shaped hole, as they say. There is a void inside of all of us, and it's God-shaped, and nothing else can fill it. Not even a wonderful marriage and a fantastic family and beautiful children. It's not enough. There'll always be that spiritual hunger. People understand when you talk about, you know, a spiritual yearning. I always tell people that when I was doing Phantom of the Opera, I had everything. I mean, I had a wonderful marriage. I was in, you know, at the height of a career. I was earning good money, you know. I mean, everything was just sort of, I was on the crest of a wave, and I was essentially happy. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I used to lie awake and just think, there's something missing. There's got to be more than this. And the ridiculous thing was that I actually had been a Christian for years, but I couldn't kind of see that that's what it was. God has never moved away. Since I made that commitment at 12, I have continued to have a very blessed life, and I have been very protected. And I almost subconsciously, I think, during all the years that I was not walking a Christian walk, there was still an inherent sense that God was looking after me, and he never moved away. I just turned away from him.
Mm. The thing is that not all Christians have a blessed world in that way, do
no.
they? Things go wrong.
And... Absolutely. And we've certainly had, you know, struggles and challenges. I don't have, like, the perfect life by any means. But I know that I have been extraordinarily blessed, though. And I often think, why? But I have been very, very blessed. Yeah, I've been very blessed. Even just to be able to use the gift that I've been given in music and singing, to be able to do what I do, I'm constantly joyful about that. Yeah.
Well, to know it's a gift from God gives it a whole different meaning, doesn't
it? Totally different. Totally different meaning. And that's the thing. And that's, I think, what I was saying about the liberating factor. There's something very liberating about knowing that this is from God, and that when you sing, you're actually giving it back and glorifying him. it takes away all that sort of fear of judgment and failure and all that sort of thing that you have as a performer, all those insecurities. It tends to negate that. It's a very, very freeing thing for a performer.
This is Women of Hope, and Marina and Deb will return shortly.